From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Pope Francis appeals for reconciliation among Cubans ahead of his historic U.S. visit. Pope Francis travels to the United States later Tuesday after spending 4 days in Cuba presiding over a mass for tens of thousands in Havana and in the eastern city of Holguín, where he urged people to overcome resistance to change. The Reverend Brian Lucas is General Secretary of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.
So he's speaking to a group of people whose relationships probably are very ambiguous. There were people within Cuba who followed the regime, people who rebelled against the regime. He's in a milieu where, at the moment, there are dissidents against the current government. And what he's saying to people is, can we see beyond the appearances so that traitors can become friends?
The Pope also is to hold another outdoor mass in the eastern city, Santiago. In northeast Nigeria, at least 80 people were killed, dozens wounded in multiple bombings in the Borno state capital Maiduguri late Sunday and in the town of Manguno. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Boko Haram is suspected. The Sunni insurgency has caused hundreds of thousands to flee their homes, forcing them into camps for the internally displaced, including those from the Lake Chad area. Adel Sarkozy is with the World Food Program laboring to help feed them.
The people here have fled the islands because they have seen their parents or their children being killed by Boko Haram, and they had no other option. Now they are here, they have nothing, and they need our support. WFP is here. We are providing food to about 2,000 people today. But the needs are growing, and we need more and more support.
The World Food Program has appealed for more than $16 million to deal with the immediate needs of those fleeing Boko Haram in Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Cameroon. This is VOA News. In Burkina Faso, the army has entered the capital, Ouagadougou, to negotiate the surrender of coup leaders, while the French ambassador says the interim president, Michel Kafando, has been released. The military hopes to disarm the presidential guard, which seized power last week. The coup leader, General Gilbert Diendéré, has apologized, saying he's planning to hand over power to a civil administration. Saudi-led airstrikes on suspected Houthi rebel targets Monday reportedly killed as many as 50 people. One target was a security compound in the northern province of Hajja, northwest of the capital Sana'a. Another was a house in the capital itself. Reuters says 18 members of one family were killed when a missile struck their home adjacent to the intended target. The United States announced Monday it's pledging more humanitarian aid to help civilians displaced by the conflict in Syria. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The United States today is committing to provide nearly $419 million in additional humanitarian aid for emergency health care, safe drinking water, food, shelter, and urgent relief supplies to Syrians affected by the conflict.
That brings total U.S. financial assistance to about $4.5 billion since the Syrian conflict broke out in 2011. On Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry announced the U.S. would resettle another 85,000 refugees in fiscal 2016, beginning October 1st, including 10,000 Syrians. European interior ministers are meeting Tuesday in Brussels to discuss the controversial quota plan to distribute tens of thousands of migrants among the nations. Some East European nations say they'll not go along with that plan. The so-called Visegrad 4 foreign ministers and their counterpart from Luxembourg met Monday. The Luxembourg foreign minister is Jean Asselborn.
I didn't came to hear what all the positive things, all the things where we have no problems, but all the things where we could have differences had been put on the table. So I can understand the different positions better than this morning. And tomorrow, with this input, maybe that we can find a solution.
Meanwhile, Hungary's parliament has authorized the army to use non-lethal force against migrants who try to enter the country illegally. Budapest has accused some of its neighbors of doing little to control the wave of humanity that has crossed the Mediterranean to escape war and poverty in Syria, Afghanistan, and Africa. A UN envoy trying to broker a deal ending the crisis in Libya has announced the formulation of a draft agreement, saying it's now up to the country's two rival governments to sign off on it. Bernardino Leon, who's been meeting for weeks with representatives of the rival governments, announced the development late Monday in Morocco. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.